W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. At least 32 people have been killed in a late-night crash of a passenger and cargo train in northern Greece, the BBC's Meta Sikrika.
In the passenger train, we know that there were 350 passengers. The ones who were rescued, they describe a very strong boom, after which they could feel suitcases falling. They realized something was very serious. The problem was that the first two carriages caught fire. The scene is really very devastating. In the other carriages, the passengers managed to get out. Some smashed windows and got out.
At least 80 people were injured, some seriously. In Kansas City, Missouri, a standoff is underway. Three police officers have been shot. Their conditions have not been released. There is a large presence of police officers at a nearby hospital. On Capitol Hill Tuesday, a high-profile hearing on China and the challenge it presents to the U.S.
House Select Committee Chairman Republican Mike Gallagher says China is a threat to the U.S.
This is an existential struggle over what life will look like in the 21st century. And the most fundamental freedoms are at stake.
China expert Matthew Pottinger spoke about Chinese-owned app TikTok.
Gives the Chinese Communist Party the ability to manipulate our social discourse, the news, to censor and suppress or to amplify what tens of millions of Americans see.
During the hearing
of policies,
there will be order,
and legislation,
protests in support of China. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Drones that Russia claims were launched by Ukraine flew deep into Russian territory Monday night and Tuesday morning. One of them got within 60 miles of Moscow. The drones exposed weaknesses in Russia's air defenses. Officials said the drones caused no injuries or significant damage. The FAA is investigating a close call at Boston's Logan Airport.
The incident occurred Monday night just before 7 o'clock. The pilot of a Learjet took off without receiving clearance from air traffic control. At the same time, a JetBlue flight was preparing to land on an intersecting runway. The JetBlue pilot was forced to take evasive action and climbed out of the landing pattern. The FAA will determine how close the two planes actually were. After taking the evasive action, the JetBlue flight did land safely. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A judge has now ordered Flint, Michigan to finish its replacement of water lines by August the 1st. Residents have been fighting for years to get the city to replace contaminated water pipes. More than 10,000 pipes have been replaced since lead got into the city's drinking water in 2014. This is CBS News.
Business owners, General Steel can help save you thousands by owning your own custom-designed buildings. Call 888-98-STEEL or visit.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I don't know what you had for lunch, but it's Taco Tuesday. Tacos for dinner for sureies.
Okay, no tacos for me, not today. Happy Tuesday to you, Evan, working the board, our fair audience. 5 weeks from now, we have a Supreme Court election here in the state of Wisconsin. 5 weeks and counting, baby.
Why no tacos? Mama cooking some meatloaf?
Oh,
What's going on?
I love tacos, man. I got to weigh in tomorrow, man, and so I try to eat a little healthy today.
Can't eat healthy tacos?
You can, probably, but I think the volume is the problem.
Yes. You know, Dom, I'm broadcasting here from the Solidarity Realty Studios in the third happiest place in America.
I saw that. Way to go, Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin, the third happiest place. Apparently, Northern California somewhere. And then, you know, it trickles down to us. We're number three.
Coming in last, I think I saw on this was Detroit.
182nd in America.
Come on. I don't believe it.
Of all the rated cities and levels of happiness, the one you claim is your hometown is the least happy in America. It all makes sense now to me. No wonder you're so cynical.
Well, we'll see if Gilbert Brown has anything to say about that.
You know, we got Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger, coming on for no particular reason today. Other than the fact he's a friend. I was talking to him earlier, and, you know, he's been doing a big show, him and Earl, on Monday mornings, under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Earl, and Gilbert Brown, former Packer. Hall of Famer, dude. You were never a Hall of Famer for anything.
You sound very impressed.
I am very impressed. The guy's a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, man.
How many of those do you know?
Not many.
How many of them have appeared on this fine radio program?
Zero?
Maybe just the one. He's coming back. Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger, 5:30 Central Time. Tell your friends. And Dom, I got to tell you, I know what will make you happy on this fine Taco Tuesday.
What's that?
Tony Evers is changing bar time to 4 a.m.
All right.
You've got to be ecstatic.
It could be like Vegas, baby. This is awesome. It's about time that we have some adults in the room. If people want to hang out, they can. Bars, they don't have to stay open. But if you want to, that's good. That's amazing. It'll bring a lot of people in. I mean, people are going to party anyway. I'm looking forward to this. When does it start?
July of 2024 for a one-week-only run.
What? No, it's a terrible idea. 1 week? Listen, if it's good for 1 week, it's good for always.
Dominic, only, singularly, during the RNC convention in Milwaukee. That week, we'll do the greatest radio show ever.
What logic?
And then we'll party till 4 every night.
I mean, maybe not. You know, if the bars were open, maybe we would anyway. If they were closed, maybe we'd go back to the hotel room or back to the crib. But what is it about this particular event when we got all the Proud Boys and 3% is coming to town? What, we're going to stay open till 4 a.m. then, but not during regular Summerfest and summertime in Wisconsin, man? I mean, people, this is where the world comes in Wisconsin, along the Great Lake, Michigan. I mean, where else would you rather be in the summertime? It's always a special event here in Wisconsin, especially in the summer, and you're going to allow this, you're going to do this, not for all time, not for all seasons and all reasons, but for the RNC? What?
I cannot believe you've made extended bar time a grievance. You, only you, Salvador.
It is not the extended bar time. It is the limitation of the extended bar time that I take grievance with. All the times up until that day and every day after that last bar time close at 4 a.m., that's my grievance. I'm down with 4 a.m. But what? So someone comes in, gives you a jackload of money, and then everything's out the window. Hell, whatever concerns you have are alleviated with money? Because if that's the case, I mean, are there really concerns?
A little of the reporting at the Journal Sentinel and some troubling reporting on the circulation numbers at the Journal Sentinel yesterday.
Oh, no.
Anyways, Molly Beck reports Governor Tony Evers is reviving a proposal to allow thousands of visitors and residents in 14 counties to indulge Dom in Wisconsin's favorite pastime until just before dawn, but only during the Republicans' national convention next year.
And only 14 counties? What? Come on!
You live in at least one of those 14. I feel quite confident.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do. But why do we leave out all our friends from all the other counties?
Dominic, under a measure included in Evers' 23-25 state budget plan, bars could stay open until 4 a.m. during mid-July 2024 when the Republican Party will host its national convention in Milwaukee, Brewtown, right, Dom, to nominate its presidential candidate. And the proposal was first taken up by state lawmakers in 2020 when the Democrats were expecting to host thousands of people in Milwaukee for their national convention. That did not happen. The coronavirus pandemic canceled those plans, and lawmakers never passed the legislation, Dom. Never had 4 a.m. bar time for the DNC. The new measure will allow bars and restaurants to stay open until 4 a.m. between July 15th and July 19th of 2024 in 14 counties. You know, you sure do for the young listing. I mean, what if you're 21st birthday falls in there? Oh, it's going to be a party, sister, I'm telling you. The 14 included counties for the extended party-thon, Dom. Kenosha, we're going to have a station there. Racine, we're going to have a station there. Walworth, count it. Rocklesso, Milwaukee, yes. Waukesha, yes. Jefferson, Dane, Ozaukee, Washington, Dodge, Columbia, Sheboygan, Delray, and Fond du Lac. We cover all of those counties, excepting perhaps Rock. We got 13 of the 14 extended bar time counties. Dom, I say if the bars are open, we should be broadcasting live.
That's a terrible
idea. Doing bar shows until 4 a.m.
I know. I know it sounds like a great idea. Hey, let's go back to the studio and flip on the mics. No, don't do that. What Dane County? I mean, why not out of Gamey County, man? I mean,
Out of Gamey's not on the list.
Ozaukee. Okay, but what? I mean, from me to the capital right now is like 100 miles. From me to Appleton right now is like 100 miles. I mean, what is it about Dane County?
Hotel rooms, conventioneers. That is the exception. You've got conventioneers. They're putting them up out of Gamey County.
Picking winners and losers, man. Love that. It's not about that, man. It's about people wanting to party. Where's the equality, man?
If I was picking, you know, like a dodgeball team of losers, I'd pick you first, Salvia. Currently, bars and restaurants must close at 2 a.m. on weekdays and 2:30 on the weekends. Scott Stenger, a lobbyist for the Tavern League of Wisconsin, said he expects the idea to become law, even if lawmakers remove the provision from Evers' budget and move it forward as a standalone bill. Aides to Assembly Speaker Robin Foss and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu did not immediately say where the leaders supported the idea. They hate it when it's Evers' idea, but they'll love it when it's a standalone piece of legislation, right, Dom?
Well, perhaps. But then, like, of course, the question is, and maybe Mr. Stenger, the lobbyist for the Tavern League, would inquire, if you're down with it for the 1 week when this event's going on, what is it about having it for 4 a.m. all the time? Why would you be object to that? Hell, go to Vegas, go to New York, man. Hell, Chicago, some places stay open late. So I'm down with 4 a.m. I'm down with whatever. If you're a tavern owner, if you want to stay open till 4, so long as the law allows you to, absolutely great. If you don't want to close and go home, that's fine too. That's up to you. But to bring this on for one special, because if you're going to say, oh, it encourages binge drinking or, oh, it's dangerous for drunk driving, sure. If that's the case, that's also the case during the RNC. Oh, the RNC is bringing us money. Oh, okay. So it's no longer a problem.
No.
So if it's about the money, it's not a problem.
The RNC is bringing a buttload of money. It's a lot of money. It's hundreds of millions of dollars. And if you can squeeze a couple more nickels out at the end of the night, Don.
Come on, man. Didn't we do some studies on these in Cleveland and Philly? I mean, I don't think these are the juggernaut that some people think that they are. So, but that aside.
Not if you close the bars early.
Well, I mean, come on, man. I mean, Summerfest brings millions and millions of dollars to every year to Milwaukee, man. All the little fuss festivals. A lot of people would love to stay open on a, you know, 75-degree night in the middle of summer for any reason. They want to stay out on the patio on the porch. That's fine. But no, you can't do that. Oh, wait. When the Republicans come to town with their dollars, then we'll do it. That's my problem, man. I find that problematic.
Dominic, I would reach out to the powers that be. Over on Brady Street in Milwaukee, we used to have the little radio station there. And what big event comes up towards the end of July each year?
Yeah, the Brady Street Festival.
What if they kept that bad boy run until 4 a.m.? What if they coordinated it with the RNC for next summer?
Oh, God, man. Well, that thing's like almost a pop-up festival, man. I mean, you roll in the streets. You can be out there Friday night. Bars close Friday. They pop up that festival, you know, 8 blocks on Brady Street. Vendors, 3 stages, drag queen shows for all you Republicans out in the burbs want to come and have some fun. And then they stop, they tear it all down. And by Sunday, when you drive through, you can't even tell anything happened.
The street sweepers just take all the drunks right out of the gutters, right. Push them all down the road. Over on the Water Street where they're expected.
Right. It can be a bad idea, but that's up to individuals. I just don't like it when the government makes the exception, because whatever reasons they would say to not do it on a full-time basis, well, those all occurred during the RNC.
Dominic, when's the last time you made it to an official 2:30 Saturday night bar time?
It's been a while.
You know, we stayed up late that last time we partied up in Green Bay together. I don't even think we went to the bar.
We're getting older. We're getting way more wise, way more mature. We just start drinking earlier now.
Well, that, and you brought scotch back to the hotel room. There are a couple of smoke breaks, so. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We're going to tell you about the Wisconsin GOP. My hearing is their supreme losers, Dom.
I liked beer. I still like beer. Sometimes I had too many beers.
You can do it all night long!
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Wait a minute.
How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast overnight with mixed precipitation likely. Lows around 34. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high of 49. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered rain showers, 28. A dusting of snow overnight with another 2 to 4 inches Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
She said that don't confront me. Long as I get my money next Friday.
When they go low, we
now
get
next Friday,
high.
Come, I didn't get the rent.
The Devil's Advocates.
The door I went.
From the 420 break, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
We'd like to get your opinion. 4 a.m. Devil's Advocates live in the bar in Milwaukee during the RNC. What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
Everything. Dom, you brought a little article to my attention. This is not a source I often go to, the National Review. But I think it's appropriate. Wisconsin GOP, supreme losers.
This is coming from the conservative National Review.
Luther Ray Abel writes, the Wisconsin GOP has a problem. They're losers. They lost a chance at the executive branch in November, and they're fixing to lose their advantage in the judicial branch in April. On Tuesday, this last Tuesday, Wisconsin held its statewide primary to winnow the field for selecting the next Supreme Court justice. The open seat on the court, currently held by retiring conservative Pat Rogensack, Dom's girl, is a position held for 10 years and one that will decide whether the 4-3 majority will skew conservative or liberal. Dom, it's for the soul of the court. I've been telling you this. To the left is Janet Protasiewicz. And we've got a new ad from Protasiewicz. I'm going to drop it on you in just a bit. So, Ebon, you be ready. To the left is Janet Protasiewicz, a graduate of the ostensibly Catholic institution Marquette University, who advertises herself like she's an abortionist best friend. She promises that she will side with reproductive rights if given half a chance to do so. Protasiewicz crushed the other liberal-leaning judge, Everett Mitchell, in spending and votes. Both liberal candidates stated that overturning of Roe v. Wade was the U.S. Supreme Court's worst decision in the last 30 years. Well, Dom, there's a little bit more here. The conservatives consisted of Dan Kelly and Jennifer Doral. Kelly was a temporary appointee under Scott Walker, Wanker, and would later lose a 2020 run by 11 points. Now, Dom, I looked it up. That seems like a lot. 163,000 votes. But that does not make Dan Kelly the biggest electoral loser in Wisconsin's recent history. That falls to your girl, Aaliyah Vukmer.
Oh, really?
Aaliyah lost by almost 300,000 votes to Tamke Baldwin.
Ouch.
Baldwin will be on the ballot in 2024. I wonder if Vukmer will take another crack at it. The conservatives consisted of Kelly and Jennifer Doral. Kelly was a temporary appointee under Wanker and would later lose a 2020 run by 11 points. He also was more than happy to question his fellow conservatives' judicial record and demurred when asked if he would support Doral should she beat him.
The GOP is in disarray!
Dominic Doral, who presided over the Waukesha Christmas Parade Massacre trial, seemed like a stronger general election candidate. She did, didn't she? I was kind of rooting for Dan Kelly, as you know, Dom. In what is becoming a common tactic, the left heap attacks on Doro so that the candidate perceived to be weaker, Kelly, would win. Oh, he's weaker. And that's precisely what happened.
Crudy, as National Review's John McCormick summarized in his interview with Scott Walker, quote, Walker says it is categorically false to suggest that Kelly would present any danger to the integrity of elections. If Democrats genuinely believe their attacks, they have a strange way of showing it. In the primary campaign, quote, Democrats also helped Justice Kelly by spending $2.2 million to attack his conservative opponent, Jennifer Doro, a circuit court judge in Waukesha County, the New York Times reported. Times also noted Kelly lost a 2020 election seat by nearly 11 points, as mentioned, a colossal spread in such an evenly divided state. But the odds were stacked against Kelly in 2020 because it was a contested Democratic presidential primary. Held the same day as the Supreme Court election. The more ominous electoral sign for Kelly and his supporters was that in the four-way primary earlier this week, progressive candidates garnered a combined 54% of the vote, while Kelly and the other judicial conservative in the race combined for 46% of the vote. Now back to the author of this piece at the National Review. Kelly is another Tim Michaels. Charmless. While I will not call the race now, he's going to need all the help he can muster to make a competitive run against Protasiewicz and the ascendant Wisconsin left. Should he fail, as the Dem donors were betting when they favored him over Doro, conservative Wisconsin legislators may find themselves out of jobs when the Supreme Court considers redistricting. Oh, and reinterprets Wisconsin's, let's put it, government-forced birthing restrictions into nothingness. That was my terms. He said something else. Whatever the Wisconsin Dems are paying their chairman, Ben Wickler, isn't enough. He's been racking up wins ever since he took over in 2019, even carrying deadweight Mandela Barnes, his terms, to within striking distance of Ron Johnson last November. Wisconsin Republicans need to stop imagining they're in the heady days of 2014 and sober up long enough to realize that the gains from a decade ago are about to disappear. Put down the old fashions and go win an election. This piece on the National Review, Luther Ray Abel. He is a William F. Buckley Fellow in Political Journalism, former National Review intern, a graduate of Lawrence University up in Appleton, a veteran of the U.S. Navy, and a proud native of Sheboygan, Dare Hay, Wisconsin. His piece, Wisconsin GOP, Supreme Losers.
You know what I would think might help, you know, clarify thoughts for the Wisconsin GOP, Dom? An extended bar time.
Have some drinks, baby. Keep on drinking.
Party until dawn. Now, we did that. You got a little confused. You thought it was Cleveland. It was actually Philadelphia we were in. Party until the early morning light. You know, we went upstairs with a contingent from Alaska. Went up to the room.
That was a lot of fun.
It was like 2 in the morning, and we came back down. It was like 4:30, 5 o'clock.
I know what happened.
Time flies when you're having fun. And there was still free beer in the lobby from the Wisconsin Democratic Party. They were getting rid of all their spare beer, and we were helping them get rid of it. And we saw Community Newman service. And Matt from ABC. Yeah. They were doing laundry. They had been in the car for like 2 weeks. We had the advantage of partying for like 2 weeks straight, Dom. And it was long past 4 a.m. I'd have been quite disappointed if someone had shut the bars down on us that night. Sort of a private party we had. And it was way past 4. I'm looking forward to many more nights like that. I wonder if the Proud Boys will join us in the bars till 4. Jesus, no. Come back. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, at least 32 people have been killed in a horrific late-night crash of a passenger and cargo train in northern Greece. The BBC's Neil Nunes.
Rescue workers have been combing through the derailed wreckage to find survivors. Fire officials said the first two carriages on the passenger train had completely disintegrated in the crash, which also caused a large fire.
Three police officers have been shot in Kansas City, Missouri. Their conditions haven't been released. A standoff continues. The FAA is investigating yet another close call between two aircraft, this one at Boston Logan Airport Monday night. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
This latest incursion comes after a string of close calls, like when a FedEx plane aborted landing in Austin after the tower gave it clearance.
So
Southwest abort. FedEx is on the go.
Coming within 100 feet from a Southwest plane that was taking off from the same runway.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Your phone calls, welcome here. We'll get to them in a bit. 844-967-2789. Dom, an endorsement for Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Wisconsin State AFL-CIO endorses Judge Janet Protasiewicz for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Here is a quote from Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin State AFL-CIO. Judge Janet Protasiewicz believes in the right of Wisconsin workers and has dedicated her career to upholding the law and our Constitution. While her opponent and other extreme members of the court are focused on advancing their own political agenda, Judge Janet is focused on restoring integrity and fairness to the state's highest court. We are proud to endorse Judge Janet Protasiewicz because we know she will bring much-needed common sense back to the court. I'm honored to, here is what Protasiewicz said in response to the AFL-CIO endorsement. I'm honored to have the support of the working men and women of Wisconsin State's AFL-CIO. Wisconsinites are ready for fairness and impartiality to be brought back to the Supreme Court. That's exactly what I'm committed to. I'm proud to have earned the support of so many leaders and organizations across our state who are ready for change on the court. Now, Don, the AFL-CIO joins more than 1,000 community leaders, judges, elected officials, attorneys, and many of the state's largest labor and citizens organizations across Wisconsin in endorsing Judge Janet Protasiewicz's campaign. You can find it, Janet4JusticeDotCom. Janet4Justice.com. Dom! We've got a new ad from the Protasiewicz's campaign. And it's a minute long. And there's a little tone change. See if you notice okay. The tone change.
I haven't heard this ad yet.
Midstream, there's just a tiny tone change in this ad from the Protasiewicz campaign. Now, all of you listening along, see if you could note where the tone changes. Play it for the people, E-Bone.
Is community safety important to you? Then there's only one choice for Supreme Court, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. For 25 years, Janet Protasiewicz worked as a prosecutor, fighting for victims of crime and locking up dangerous criminals to keep us safe. That's a real difference between her and extremist Dan Kelly. Did you know Dan Kelly got rich defending the scum of the earth? As a lawyer, Dan Kelly defended child sex predators who posed as ministers in order to prey on vulnerable young girls. Kelly's clients lured young children to locations they believed to be safe, only to sexually assault and molest them. We all have choices in life, and Dan Kelly chose to defend those monsters. How would you feel if that were your kid or a member of your family? Do you really want a radical like Dan Kelly on the Supreme Court? He's an elite extremist who just doesn't care about us.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
Not mincing words, though.
No.
A little change of tone when they went from talking about the preferred candidate, Judge Janet Protasiewicz, and her 25-year prosecutorial track record being tough on crime. And then what they say about the monsters that Dan Kelly chose to represent? Scum of the earth, I think, was
pretty,
one of the...
Pretty brutal, yes. Pretty brutal. And, you know, people, I think in the ad mentions this, of course, they have a right to a defense, those monsters, and you know, the lawyers can take those cases. But, you know, in doing so, you don't have to run for Supreme Court, you know? I'm just saying. 844-967-2789. But Crude, you can't pass up Dan Kelly. I mean, he's got some endorsements too. Scott Bauer reporting over at the AP. The Republican-backed candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court provided legal service to one of the state's leading anti-abortion groups. Work that Wisconsin Right to Life and Dan Kelly have not detailed, but is being used against Kelly by his liberal opponent. In the high-stakes race expected to shatter national spending records will determine majority control of the court, this we know. With the state Supreme Court likely to hear a challenge to Wisconsin's 1849 ban on abortions at any stage of pregnancy, the candidates' positions have become a central focus of the race. National groups are promising to spend big before the April 4th election. That's 5 weeks from today, folks. Kelly is endorsed by the state's three top anti-abortion groups, including Wisconsin Right to Life. Democratic-backed candidate Janet Protasiewicz has run as a vocal supporter of abortion rights, something Kelly says goes too far in showing how she might rule in an existing lawsuit. Protasiewicz, Milwaukee County Circuit Judge, went after Kelly on abortion in one of her first ads after the two of them advanced in the four-candidate primary last week. In the spot, Protasiewicz labels Kelly as too extreme, claiming, quote, for years, Kelly was on the payroll of a radical anti-abortion group working to take away women's rights. Now, I would interject here. I don't think she's talking about the RNC or the Wisconsin GOP. I think specifically she's talking about Wisconsin Right to Life, because he was on the payroll of the GOP and the RNC. Let's not forget that.
Different sort of representation, though. That was more about the criminal false elector scheme that he apparently helped
craft.
But
still a radical anti-abortion group. You know, you could see how I could get confused. The ad references a 2016 letter of recommendation from Heather Weininger, the executive director of Wisconsin Right to Life. The letter came when Kelly applied for an appointment to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Quote, Dan Kelly is someone who I have known professionally for many years and who has provided great counsel to Wisconsin Right to Life in legal matters, as well as to a previous employer of mine, and has done great work with the Federalist Society in Wisconsin.
Oh, he's checking all the right boxes, Tom. Anti-abortion, pro-federalist? He's a swell guy, according to conservatives.
Weininger and Kelly's campaign spokesperson, Chad Doran, did not respond to emails Monday asking what work Kelly did for the group. Wisconsin Right to Life's Legislative and Political Action Committee Director, Gracie Skogman, said in an email that Kelly has never been on Wisconsin Right to Life's payroll, as mentioned in the ad, but did not respond to emails seeking additional details about what work he did.
Well, he wasn't on the payroll because he's a independent counsel, right? They paid his retainer and he worked independently.
Yes, he was not W-2, he was 1099. Makes that, a big difference.
Or the letter of recommendation is certainly under a cloud of suspicion because she specifically said he did work for Wisconsin Right to Life and her previous employer.
In addition to Wisconsin Right to Life, Kelly is also endorsed by Wisconsin Family Action and Pro-Life Wisconsin. Now, Pro-Life Wisconsin only endorses candidates who recognize the personhood of the preborn baby and hold the principled and compassionate, no exceptions, pro-life position. Huh. Sounds like they're kind of projecting how he would react in this case. The Wisconsin Right to Life Political Action Committee said when it announced its backing of Kelly that it only endorses candidates who have pledged to champion pro-life values and stand with Wisconsin Right to Life's legislative strategy.
A little bit more from the AP reporting, Dom. Kelly has expressed opposition to abortion in the past, including in a 2012 blog post in which he said the Democratic Party and the National Organization for Women were committed to normalizing the taking of human life.
Oh, he made that, he said that, huh? It's almost like you know which way he's going to vote in when that comes before him. So we just pack
almost
all that away.
844-967-2789. A patient Bob from Sauk City. Welcome, Bob. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Hey, that's one hell of an ad by Judge Janet.
Sort of a tone change midstream.
Yeah.
You know, sounds nice and like I'm waiting for unicorns and rainbows, and then Dan Kelly comes out and scares the bejesus out of us.
Yeah, you know what? I hate to disappoint you guys, but I think the last thing Wisconsin needs is a bunch of drunk fascists stumbling around our state.
You mean a bunch of drunk fascists still drinking at 4 a.m. because, you know,
yeah.
The next two hours will really do them in. No, I get it, but Bob, I mean, you know what I'm saying, though, right? I mean, I think, listen, we're all adults, right? If you can do it in Vegas, you can do it in New York, you can go different places and, you know, mind your P's and Q's, then why not do it here? And whatever objections people may have to not do it on a regular basis, well, those circumstances still exist even on a temporary basis. So what it's about the money, and I find that somewhat objectionable.
You know, some of the guests will probably still be on Moscow time.
So they'll be fine, Bob.
Yeah. Hey, I got one last thing for you guys.
Yeah.
Say, I'm looking at an ad here for Weber Grills, and I see they have a high-capacity grease tray. That just reminds me of Republicans for some reason. But anyway, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for the call, Bob.
High-capacity grease tray. I can see some parallels.
Yes.
844.
Greasy, buddy.
967-2789. The earlier article from the National Review, Dom, they noted that, much like Tim Michaels, you know, Dan Kelly lacks, what'd they say, charm?
Charmless.
He is charmless.
Yes.
Why do Republicans think that people that are really, you know, sort of not likable human beings, let's say, why do they think that other people will find them likable enough to vote for them?
Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, what do you mean, why? I mean,
the Democrats got to fall in love with their candidates, man. We want Barack Obama. We want Robert Redford. We want sex appeal. We want
those are all
soaring
nice
rhetoric. We want intelligence. You know, perhaps a little faithfulness to one's first wife.
Or second, or whatever.
Whatever,
decide to be faithful to, just be faithful then.
I would also point out, under the vast majority of Democratic administrations, you know what else we don't have? A lot of freaking public indictments of administration officials for committing crimes in real time. Now we have all sorts of sordid allegations being cast, especially currently under the House rule of Republicans. But where are the indictments? I mean, seriously, under the entire 8 years of Barack Obama, where were the scandals? Where were the indictments? There were none. Compare that. Compare that to the fantasy of these Republicans.
The tan suit, man. You keep forgetting about the tan suit.
That is true. 844-967-2789. How dare I not describe that as the scandal it was, Tom?
But it was past
Labor Day, for Christ's sake.
I think the sentiment that you have to be in love with your candidate is limiting, and I think people need to get over that. You got to vote for someone that'll win, makes a little bit of change. You know, you're not going to be in love with every candidate that you vote for. You know, you vote for the best one that's out there at the
time. Can you at least like him? Is it possible? I mean, I like Joe Biden. I don't find him lovable, not in the same way, you know, Grumpy Birdie is lovable in some sort of a twisted way. Joe's not lovable to me, but he's likable. I mean, hell, I went to Cedar Rapids. I saw 24 Democratic presidential candidates in succession. I mean, I stayed, it was like a two-day affair. It was, Christ, man, I wound up eat a snack during the middle of it. And I got to tell you, maybe excepting Bill de Blasio, they were all likable. Even Bill de Blasio, compared to Ted Cruz, Bill de Blasio is like Miss Congeniality. They were all likable. They were all likable relative to the Republican field.
And did they win?
Well, Joe Biden did.
Well, okay, so Joe Biden won. But, you know, I'm down. I mean, I get it. It's part of the appeal. I mean, that does matter, you know, the imagery of it all. But no, man, come on. I mean, if that were the case.
You don't like your heroes, Dom? You don't think leaders should be likable to
I think sometimes that fantasy land Superman kind of thing. Sometimes you need, you know, whoever shows up to do the job, that's the hero of the day, man. If you wait for the invincible man in the cape and the lasers coming out of his eyes, I think sometimes you wait. You know, the everyday hero who steps up at the time to solve the problem then and there. That's what you go with, and then you move on. There's no idealism, man. I mean, you take what you can and get done with the resources you have and the time that you got.
You're so freaking cynical. You must be from Detroit. I mean, seriously, man, you've got no sense of optimism in life. We should aspire to leaders that are better than us. Certainly better than you.
Oh, see, this is where you are mistaken, man. But that's okay. I still love you, Crudy.
Come back. More Devils. 844-967-2789. That's funny. I barely even like you.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many snow blowers, snow shovels, and snowmobiles are being sold as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Mixed precipitation likely overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 32, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high of 49. Lows dip down to about 28. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers. A dusting of snow overnight with another 2 to 4 inches Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going back to the lines at 844-967-2789. Catherine from Madison, Wisconsin, you're up. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, guys. You guys are so creative with all these stations you're putting together. I can't really keep track. So what I was calling about, a couple of things I'm just curious about. I was listening to your station one day, and you had something called the Green Report, and it gave environmental news. Is that something you're going to have regularly, or was that a one-time thing, or what?
Was it after the Devil's Advocates show, Catherine?
I think it was in the afternoon, and it was one of those little blurbs that you have. You know, you've got the regular news report that you do, and then you had something called the Green Report, and I went, "Whoa, what's that?" And it was a weekday, and it was not after the Devil's Advocate; it was during the day.
Well, surprise!
Huh?
You've caught me flat-footed. Unless Dom's been sneaking out and doing the Green Report behind my back,
I wasn't aware, Catherine. But let me. I'm assuming based on your question that you enjoyed what you heard.
Yeah. I mean, and you have another thing that I think actually Evan used to do it. You did a report that he would do every once in a while, too, like about news. So I was just thinking maybe this was another side news that you had. And I had one other question, too. I'm curious about the Green Report, but also, like your show from from 4 to 6 every day, is that going to be carried on all of the stations or most of them? Or what programs are you mostly covering with all of your stations, in other words?
Unfortunately, Catherine, the country music fans do not get a healthy dose of the Devil's Advocates. Everybody else does. Okay. All the talkers get the Devil's Advocates 4 to 6. Okay. And then we have the privilege of playing out in a few other markets, like Chicago, WCPT 820 AM, and Minneapolis, KTNF 950 AM. Those are not owned by Civic Media. Those are independent stations. Dom and I play on. We're also, I believe, on the Progressive Voices app. Got to keep checking in with those boys.
We could be on. Why don't we be on the country stations, man? We can play some Tom Petty.
Yeehaw!
You know, we'll country it down. A little country song from Seether. We'll play it, man. I mean, come on. They're some of the ones that need to hear us the most.
You know what I think we should do? We will soon start rolling out. And Catherine, appreciate your call and keep listening, please. We have country music. As you know, Crudy is a homer for sports. You know, baseball season just started. We got the Brewers. We got the Rattlers up in Wisconsin Rapids. So we got lots of sports stuff, which I'm very excited about. And what was I going to say? The country music. Oh, the non-country music. The, you know, call it the max
contemporary.
Yeah, okay. Sort of, you know, upbeat music from a more contemporary fashion. 80s, 90s, 2000s. Well, Dom, I think as part of our gig around here, we should do guest DJ spots. Like, that should be part of the gig. You know, like, if you get a talk show, then, like, it, you know, an occasional Friday night, Devil's Advocates pull a shift on the music
spinning
radio.
Spinning the tunes, taking your requests.
Madonna for Dom's favorites. Or some heavy metal, something like that. What would you play, Dom? What would be your first three songs?
Honestly, man, I was jamming out to some old Sabbath today, Black Sabbath, Ozzy, like original stuff.
So it's got a nice beat, but I can't dance to it.
No, you can't dance a whole lot. But then obviously, Ozzy's been around a long, long time, so then I jammed up, and he does a tune off of his most recent, I think it's called 13, released a year or two ago, with Eric Clapton, and Eric Clapton just plays the hell out. I mean, it's a great, he does, this album he does with other musicians and known musicians.
I mean, I get that you like music of differing varieties, but you understand it's hard to dance to Black Sabbath. Well, you know, sure. Have you ever seen anyone twerking to Ozzy?
No, I mean, not generally.
Come on,
no,
man. You got to have some beat to it. Some Dick Clark and the kids can dance to on the bandstand.
Come on, man. Have you ever been to a mosh pit? I mean, play some Anthrax? Yeah, I'm down. You can bounce around to that.
Nobody. That is a very limited scope, and I know that it has its place.
And Anthrax was just at Summerfest. It was jam-packed. It was so much fun.
Was it not?
Didn't your boy just go see, your son just go see Anthrax?
He did.
What did
he
say?
I think Anthrax was at the Sylvie. It was his first official concert.
And did he enjoy himself?
Not as much as you would have, probably.
No. Was he lamenting the fact that he couldn't shake his booty?
The Anthrax?
See, there's a lot of headbanging, so it's kind of a different, you know, move. Instead of shaking your butt, you're banging your head. You know, different body part.
I hate to say that Donald Trump has better musical taste than you.
Yeah, but he can't dance.
I would rather hear DJT than DJ Dom.
What, Celine Dion off the iPad? Come on, while he's eating? That's not even right.
Steve, tell Dom how wrong he is in this moment.
Hey, Steve.
I mean, it's good music, but he can't dance to it. Or any political thoughts you may have, sir.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. I don't even know who Anthrax is, so I cannot comment on that. But I do have some political thoughts, as I usually do when I call in to you guys. And I can assure you they're much better than CJ's political thoughts.
All right, lay it on us, man.
I've been doing a lot of TV watching, and I've noticed a lot of commercials that are going against Dan Kelly. And there's one in particular. I don't think it's put up but it's put up by a PAC. And the face, I don't even know where they captured this from, but the face that Dan Kelly has on, it almost looks like his dog ran away and he couldn't find it. It was just like this puffy blowfish face he had on. And every time it comes on, I don't even really hear what the rest of the ad says because I'm too busy laughing hysterically.
You know, Steve, Dan Kelly plays in a tribute band called Puffy and the Blowfish.
Terrible. Steve, they don't use the best headshots for those, you know, ads.
The opposition.
No, no, dude. But did they darken him up at all? You know, like Ron
Johnson.
Give him
a tan?
Yeah, like Ron Johnson did with
They actually did. They kind of made him look like he was coming out of a comic book. So it was kind of interesting, but you know, the person that wrote that article that you guys read from that conservative newspaper or
National Review, yes sir,
yes. Maybe we should call him and invite him to the Democratic side because he doesn't seem too happy with his party.
Well, who could be happy with a party of losers, Steve? I mean, they keep losing. They lost the presidential. They lost the midterms, at least in terms of the gubernatorial, where they had their highest aspirations on. And according to Luther Ray Abel over at the National Review, they're about to get their asses handed to them in the Supreme Court race because Dan Kelly is unlikable. He's got 5 kids. I bet at least 3 of them are from the mailman, dude. I'm telling you, even his wife cannot like this guy.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Have you ever met Dan Kelly?
I have not.
He's not a pleasant guy.
Well, I've seen pictures, but you know that you know what makes him unpleasant is not his facial features; it's his mentality and his politics.
Ugly from the inside out, Dom. Come back, the happier happy hour with a more likable Dom.
Don't it?
And Crudy, and Ebone, and your calls perhaps 844-96 party.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's called up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius. Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.